Like to share something I feel like the Lord's been talking to my heart about. First Timothy, the 4th chapter. And the first verse says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." I want to stop there. I want to dwell on this first verse. It said, "The Spirit speaketh expressly." And I believe that word expressly means clearly and distinctly. "That in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." I'd like to warn us about the times that we're living in. I feel like it's vital for us to recognize, and I believe most of us do, but it's very important for us to see and recognize how the enemy works and how he begins to take advantage of people and the world that is around us. I want to get another verse here. Paul mentions to Timothy, 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and the 13th verse, 2 Timothy 3 and 13, it says, "Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, being deceived, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Here he talks about evil men and seducers waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And he encouraged them to continue in the things that you've learned, been assured of, been taught the Holy Scriptures. I believe the Holy Scriptures this morning are the only way of salvation. I don't believe there's any way to make heaven outside of this book right here. I am not able to get to heaven by my own thoughts, my own ideas. I'm not able to get to heaven by my own good works, you might say, or because I go to church, or because I do certain things. I have to follow what the Scriptures teach me. You remember when Moses, God gave the instructions to Moses about the tabernacle and the things that pertain to the tabernacle. He told him several different times, he said, "You build it according to the pattern that I gave to you in the mount." God showed him what he wanted to do, what he wanted Moses to build. He gave him a pattern. He gave him a picture of what to do. God had a purpose and intent by everything he told Moses. It wasn't random. It wasn't just because, I want to say there was an intention and a purpose behind every instruction, that God gave to Moses. And he told him, he said, build it according to the pattern that I've given to you. You remember Noah and the ark. God was going to destroy the world with the flood. The Lord gave Noah instructions of how to build that ark, how big to make that ark, what to do, how to build the inside and the outside, and what to do. He gave him instructions to do it. The Lord has given you and I some instructions. And that's the Holy Scriptures. And He wants us to build our lives according to the Scriptures. He wants us to be diligent to follow. Now I want to say this morning. God has distinctly said what He means. And He means what He says. And if we're not careful, you and I, we can fall into the spirit of the world today is do your own thing. Go your own way. And just profess the name or have your own religion, the church of your choice. I want to say if we don't build according to what the Bible teaches us, the Scriptures, we're not going to make it. We have to build. Do you remember the man that was, there was the wedding, the king invited the guests to the wedding, and people kept making excuses why they didn't come, and then he sent servants out again and said, bring him in, and he came, and the king came to the wedding, and it was furnished, and he said he looked around, and he said there was one there that he was there, but he didn't have on a wedding garment. And he said, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment on? And he said he was speechless. That lets me know that he made an effort to be there at the wedding. He was found there at the wedding. But he didn't make proper preparation for it. He came on his own terms. And I want to say there's a big temptation for us to live for God on our own terms. There's a temptation, the way of the flesh wants to find an easier route. The flesh is always wanting to take us downward and away from God. And we've got to fight against our own flesh. If we just follow our own desires and we just follow what we want to do, we're going to find ourselves coming short. There needs to be a surrender and obedience in our hearts to the will of God in our lives. If we don't learn to obey, children, learn how to obey your parents while you're young. It's not automatic when you get older that you learn how to obey God. It starts out when you're young. Learn how to be obedient to your parents. Then God can use that and you'll learn how to be obedient to God, your Heavenly Father. But becoming obedient to the Lord and the Holy Spirit in our life is so vital and important for us. We live in a time when there is a lot of deception. There's a lot of things that are going on. And we don't want to be misled. He said, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. He also mentioned Timothy another place. He said he talked about the Holy Scriptures that are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Don't settle down. We shouldn't settle back with just a general knowledge of what the Bible teaches us. We need to dig. We need to yearn after a deeper understanding, asking God to open His Word to our hearts and to our lives. We need it to be revealed to our spirit, because that is going to be our salvation and our blessing if we'll follow that and continue in that. God is able to guide us and help us and bless us. Also in the book of 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, We'll turn to read that. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 1. He said, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." There has always, it seems like there's been times when people have been coming to the knowledge of God. There's been times of revival in our history, in world history, where people were gaining light and they were coming to the knowledge of God, and God began blessing them and moving them. And then it seems like there's always been time where there's began to be a falling away. We're living in a falling away. We're not living in a time where people by numbers are drawing closer to God and following the Spirit and allowing God work in their lives. But the majority of it is a falling away. Recognize that in your hearts. Don't be soon shaken. Because the majority of people are doing something different and going another route, don't be soon shaken. Continue in the things that you've learned. Continue in the Scriptures. And have a real relationship where the Lord is beginning to reveal the Scriptures to our hearts and to our minds. He'll open them up to us if we'll take the time to study. We need to study the Bible. We need to ask God to write it upon our hearts and to help us to recognize. I want to share a little bit last night. I went home last night and I get emails from Family Research Council. I don't know if you know who they are. It's an organization in Washington, D.C. and they kind of keep a pulse on what's happening in the government and deals with family issues and things like that. But they had on there a lady that gave her testimony that was a lesbian. And she was a university instructor, I believe, at Syracuse. But thank the Lord she got saved. And she was sharing her testimony. And she was raised a Catholic. And I'm not going to be able to tell it all. But a pastor wrote her a letter. And in this letter, he didn't demean her. She had written an article in the newspaper disagreeing with some righteous principles. And he wrote her a letter in response asking her to what is she basing her belief on? What's the foundation of why she's seeing and following what she's following? She said she threw the letter in the trash can, but she said it kept nagging at her, and it deserved an answer, she said. So she pulled it back out of the trash can, and she ended up meeting the man, meeting the pastor. They had her over for dinner, and she began to study the Scriptures because she felt like she needed to know the Christian mindset. And she began to read and study the Bible. Oh, folks, this is powerful. This is not man's word. This was inspired, as we read Timothy, it was inspired by God. God formulated the Scriptures. He wrote the Scriptures. Holy men of God wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit to write the Scriptures. Well, she began to read the Scriptures. And I can't describe it. It was a long process. It took time. But she came to the point where she recognized that this was God. And she was wrong. And she repented of her sin. And changed her life. That's what people need today is the Word. And we need the Word. Lord, help us today to recognize there are... Another place He talked about, there are many spirits that are gone out into the world. He said, try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. It's very important how we live our lives. There are spirits involved in the world that we live in. There are religious spirits. There are evil spirits. And it's very important about what we accept into our hearts and lives. It's very important for us to be honest with ourselves and with God. If I'm not honest, if I'm honest, God can work with me. And He can lead me and He can show me. But if I am not, if I begin to be dishonest with others, I can become dishonest with my own soul. And then when I become dishonest, I open myself up to the spirits that are out there in the world, to the religious spirits that are out there in the world today. When we imbibe a foreign spirit, you know that spirit can have emotions. That spirit can cause you to feel like this woman, it was interesting, her testimony, she said, she felt like she knew the truth. She felt like Darwin was right. She felt like her lifestyle was right. She felt like she was going the right direction in her life. That is deception. And people, by the masses today, are headed towards eternity in deception. Not recognizing the darkness, not recognizing the power of spirits. But when we become dishonest and we begin to allow things in our lives that God doesn't want us to allow, that God doesn't want to be there, then I begin to open myself up. And a spirit causes you to see things a certain way. A spirit begins to blind your eyes and your intellect, your mind, and it causes you to only see things in a certain way. That's a spirit. That's the power of a spirit working in a person's life. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only spirit that will lead us into all truth. He'll guide us into truth. He'll help us to recognize truth. But without the Holy Spirit, and we just have another spirit, it's deception. It's darkness. That's why the Scriptures are so important, because it helps us to recognize what is darkness and what is truth. I wanted to get a passage here in 1 John. John was dealing with a lot of deception in his time and day. In verse 2, he says, chapter 2, verse 1, he said, "My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hereby do we know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. And hereby we know that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. If people are not keeping the commandments of God, there's no light in them. There's no truth. They may have a part of truth, or they may have some knowledge of truth, but they don't have the spirit of truth. In God, there is no darkness. There is no evil. There is no dark places in His makeup and His character. He is all light. And He is all truth. Another place Jesus mentioned, He said, you'll know them by their fruits. The fruit that comes out of their life. We can judge that fruit. I remember years ago when I was working at the print shop, we had a man came by and gotten to talk with him. He was going to a church up the road, and he believed in tongues. And I wasn't very deep in the scriptures. I was saved. I loved the Lord, but I didn't have any chapter and verse to talk with him. Those types of things. But I remember a few weeks later driving by. I was riding my bicycle. And I happened to be going down past that church. And there was an argument going on. This man and another man that I talked to was at the back of the church door, and they were arguing, yelling at people that was in this car. The people in the car, come to find out later, they were in the band that used to play in that church. And they were yelling at each other. And finally, the man at the church grabbed the board and came out. And they got into a big fight. And I got in the middle of it trying to separate them. Got blood all over my shirt, rent my shirt. That man's religion was vain. He that hates his brother is in darkness even till now. The Lord will make manifest what people believe. He'll make manifest what's right and what's true. It will come to light. Lord, help us to recognize truth. There's so much in the world today. There's so many doctrines and things and spirits that are in the world today. Lord, help us to be careful. Help us to keep our lives in a place of purity and carefulness before God. There are a lot of times people, it seems like we're in a time where people, they're questioning everything. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with having some questions. All of us have questions. I don't understand everything. But there's a spirit that gets people begin to become criticized, become critical. this is not necessary. That's not really necessary. And they begin to throw away things that... I want to say something just a minute. We need to be careful in our lives. Because we're living in a time of a falling away. A falling away. It's not so much the little issue sometimes. Lord, help me here. Help me know how to put this. Many times it's the spirit behind it. And it's normally not just one thing. Normally it goes on and on. There have been people that have found fault with the saints. And the saints aren't perfect. People have made mistakes. We have all kinds. We have people that are really not where they should be with God and people that are. But there have been people that have found fault and, this really isn't necessary. And pretty soon you see their life a few years later. And it wasn't just that thing. Now, it's all kinds of things. And you know what it gets? It gets to the place that they don't see anything wrong with it anymore. At one time, there was a carefulness and a caution and there was some lines. But now I'm heading on. I don't see anything wrong with it. And they're going on. There are spirits involved. That's my message this morning. It's not just the issue many times. Where is the spirit leading? What spirit is this and where is it going to lead? Because if it's not the Holy Spirit, it will definitely lead us away from God. The Lord wants us to be careful in our lives. Be cautious. Those places that we don't understand, allow the Lord to talk to us. Don't just set your mind and say, I don't see it. And go your way. There was something mentioned in this meeting about obedience coming before knowledge and understanding. And I found out that's the way it is many times with God. If you just set your mind, I don't see it, I'm going this way. And you're not willing to humble your heart and willing to put it aside until God gives you light and helps you to recognize we're going to be led astray. We must come to that place of submission and allowing the Lord, Lord, I want your full will to be worked in my heart and in my life. I think about the many different religions that are in our world today that name Christianity. And you know, many of them are serving the gods of this world. These are some of the things that when the Lord called the children of Israel out of Egypt into the land of Canaan, he said, you be careful. He said, you don't marry their daughters. You don't marry their sons. He said, keep yourselves separate. He wanted there to be a separateness. He wanted there to be a distinctness. He didn't want them serving the gods that were in that land. And that's been a temptation over and over to God's people. The gods that are being served, that are all around us, that are being promoted. There's a temptation there. And many religions that even profess the name of Christianity are worshiping the gods of this world. that are bowing down to them, that are serving them. Yes, they may go to church on Sunday. And I'm not saying there's none of them saved. But I want to tell you, there's a many of them that are deceived this morning, that are living and serving the gods of this world. God, we can't serve God and all the gods of the land and still make heaven our... The Scriptures are clear on this. He said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And if we begin to worship the gods that are round about us, that the world is worshiping, we allow our affections to go out to them. It may not be, it's not a, you know, the gods back in the Old Testament, many times they were idols erected. They bowed down to them. Oh, the gods of our world today are so much more deceptive than that. And there's lots more of them. But people are still lending their allegiance and their affections. The Lord still wants a separate people. He wants us to be willing to be different. There's another verse that says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." That conform means to be pushed into its mold. The world will push us into its mold if we're not careful. And if we don't have a relationship with the Lord and a real desire, "Lord, I don't want to serve the gods that are all around us." I believe the Lord's coming back for a separate people. A peculiar people. Not everyone that names the name of Christ is going to make heaven their home. Do we realize that this morning? Not everyone that nameth, He said, "Let everyone that nameth the name of the Christ depart from iniquity." But there are many people today that are naming the name of Christ that are living in iniquity. It's contrary, living contrary to what the Scriptures are teaching us. That's deception. And our world is filled with it today. He mentioned here, he said, "Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse." He talked about there being a falling away. 1 Timothy 4 and 16, I wanted to get that. First Timothy 4 and 16. He said, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, I shall both save thyself and them that hear thee." Oh, it's so important for us today. Take heed to ourselves. Take heed of the things that we allow our minds to think about. Take heed of the things that we allow to come into our hearts, into our affections. Guard. Be on your guard. Be watchful. Be prayerful. It's going to take the Lord and His help for us to be faithful and true and to be able to make it all the way through. We're encompassed. There in Revelation, he talked about three unclean spirits coming out of the mouth of the beast, the dragon, the false prophet. Paganism, unclean. You know, all of them are unclean spirits. They're unlike God. They lead contrary to God. Lord, help us today. Take heed unto ourselves, unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. We live in dangerous times spiritually. Very dangerous time spiritually. Young people, great dangers that are waiting, just waiting to take advantage and take control. Be on your guard. Be watchful. You know, I mean, it seems sometimes like it, you know, our standards seem foreign, I mean, to the world. Modesty, long hair, you know, those things that the Bible teaches. Do you know a generation ago, two generations, 100 years ago, these standards were the norm? Society lived like we live. But now it seems so strange, doesn't it? It seems so odd, so peculiar. Let's not be afraid to be different. Let's not be afraid to be peculiar, to be one of God's chosen ones. When the Lord comes back, I believe we're on the verge of eternity, folks. I can't tell you when. I can't tell you when the Lord's going to come back. I wouldn't want to attempt it. But it's getting close. Deceptions are getting greater and deeper. When you look historically, you look at when God destroyed the world with the flood, there wasn't very many people that believed Noah and his message. He was a preacher of righteousness for, 100 years? Not very many people accepted, his sons? His sons and their wives? Eight people out of that whole society. And Jesus mentioned, he said, when I come again, will I find faith on the earth? Let's be rooted and grounded. Let's be diligent to be careful with our lives. And it will help us to make heaven our home as we do. Pray for me and be faithful.